Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Jason Ophir and psychic medium Sherry. The show is about to begin. And good evening, everyone, and thanks for once again taking the time to tune in to another episode of Paranormal Horizons. I'm Jason Ophir, joined by the beautiful and talented psychic medium Sherry. Here we are once again, Sherry. How are you doing?
Pretty good, Jason. How are you?
Well, as we were talking, I'm feeling a bit under the weather. I don't know why. I don't feel that great. Stomach is just not great right now.
Yeah, just kind of take it easy. And are you hungry or anything like that?
It's weird. I'm like hungry but feel gross at the same time. And anything I put into my stomach, it doesn't make me nauseous. But like if there was a level below nausea, that's where it would be.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it. Yeah, let it sit, kind of let it settle, you know, see what happens. Don't, you know, probably not buy any, you know, eat any greasy stuff. You know, you want to be able to eat something that's just not going to be easy on the stomach for sure.
Yeah, maybe it's stress and anxiety. Who knows? Maybe it's stomach cancer and I have months to live. There's no way to really tell.
You don't want to do that. You don't want to. I don't think you want to wish that.
I have a friend many years ago. We worked at a retailer, and we used to love going to Izzy's, and that's like a buffet style restaurant. I don't even know if Izzy's is even still around. But anyways, they have this pretty decent pizza buffet. So during our lunch break, we'd always go and hit up the pizza buffet. And every time we would eat pizza, like literally walk out of the restaurant, he would go to the bushes and throw it up.
Oh, you're kidding.
Because he had an ulcer or something. But, you know, it was like clockwork. Okay, we're going to eat Izzy's. And then he just goes and barfs the nut.
Oh, wow.
The stomach is a fickle thing.
If anything I can do to not throw up, I think that's the most gorgeous thing to do, just to see somebody throw up, let alone feeling like you got to throw up. That is just, that's just worse. Totally.
It's the worst. I hate it. I think the last time I threw up was probably over 10 years ago.
Yeah. Isn't that something? That's just weird. I just don't like the feeling and, you know, just, just not a good thing. Not a good thing. So, but anyway, it's been a couple of weeks it's been a couple of weeks since I was on tour last week. And, just been kind of hanging out and, you know, just taking care of business, doing readings and just laying low. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was okay. I just got some Panda Express delivered, and that was the extent of my Thanksgiving.
Oh, good. Yeah, so, other than that, things are kind of laying low, and we're not doing much of anything, so, but, what are we going to talk about tonight? And if there's anybody, I don't expect anybody, but if anybody's going to be calling in, yeah, that'd be great, too. We can take any questions or what we can do to help. So, but in the meantime, yeah, we can talk about, buyer beware. Remember I was just saying that?
Oh, right.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that, you know, when you buy things, whether it's on Amazon, eBay, whoever your outlets are, just buyer beware. and don't give out any personal information. You know, the best thing is to have, you know, either through your credit card or through PayPal, you know, pay. That way you have some legal protection.
Yes, the scamming situation out there is endemic. I love watching the YouTube videos where these people go and bust these scammers, and a lot of it comes from India, where you have various scams where it's all coming out of India. It's really, really terrible. One of the more sophisticated scams coming out of India where people lose millions of dollars is they basically say, hey, this is Amazon. We owe you a $250 refund, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, sweet. And so then they get access to your computer because you grant them access to your computer through a third-party program. And then they start typing on a Word form saying, okay, this is your refund, blah, 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 blah. And then the last minute they add a couple zeros. And then they're like, oh, we've given you too much money. So then they have the person goes to their bank account, the person being scammed, and they look into their bank account and they have all this extra money. So they're thinking, oh, this must be legit. I just got deposited a ton of money. But it's actually completely fake. The scammer goes into the script on the web page of your bank that shows your account balances, and they can edit how much money you have in your account. It's all fake. It's not really in your account, but they can make it look like it's in your account. And so they're like, oh, we need to get our money back, blah, 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 blah. Go to Best Buy and get, you know, $4,000 gift cards, and then give me the number. And so that one's pretty popular, and people are falling for it. People have been sending large amounts of cash to various addresses and gift cards over the phone, and it's pretty terrible thing to do. And unfortunately, the majority of the people that are falling for it are elderly, you know, so they're losing their life savings. And it's difficult to stop because these people are originating in India, and I know India's cracked down a little bit, but once you bust one call center, another one pops up somewhere. It's ridiculous.
Wow. I didn't know that. And you can find that on the internet and kind of be alert on those things. You can find out what the scammers are doing, and they're like, are they trying to bust them? Is that what it shows?
Yeah, so some of these people, they go out there and, you know, when they get the calls from the scammers, they do all sorts of things, like put spyware on the scammers' computers and ruin their computers and do all sorts of things like that. Some of them watch the scammers in real time through the scammers' own webcam, and they can see what's on the scammer's screen. So when they're scamming somebody, they call up the person that was being scammed and be like, don't send them the money, it's a scam. So it's all very interesting. And a lot of these Indian scammers are not nice people. They're just very aggressive on the phone and swear. It's really unfortunate that people do that sort of thing.
Wow, that's crazy. Huh. Well, I kind of share this. It's interesting because I want to share this not only publicly, but I just want to help those that are, you know, maybe interested in buying on Etsy. You know, Etsy is supposed to be for handcrafted vintage things. I mean, that's how they started out. But you'd be surprised how many things that are third-party bought. So I bought these unusual vases, and these vases are very, very, not retro, they're very minimalistic, very modern. I mean, they're just very beautiful and just very different. Well, you find out if you look at these vases, quite a few sellers, and I'm going to say this, quite a few sellers are selling these vases. You can tell they're like a set of five. You can buy one, two, or three, or a whole set of five. But anyway, these vases are coming from China. And the first time I bought them, and I thought, okay, no big deal. There was a big, long hesitation as far as when it was going to be sent. And then after a month and a half, mind you, finally said, oh, we can't do it. We're having problems with the shipping. So thank goodness, PayPal, thank goodness, she refunded my money. But that was like a month and a half, okay? So stupid me, that was kind of like a hint. I didn't pay attention. So I bought it the same basis from another seller. And when I bought the same basis from another seller, it took probably a week. And it's interesting because it said pre-transit when you say order your track history, your delivery history, track your history on how far it's being delivered, transferred, blah, blah, blah. So it said pre-transit. And I'm thinking, pre-transit? So a friend of mine, one of my yoga students, he's been in the Postal Service for 27 years. He says, I'm not sure. It doesn't sound very good to me. Go talk to your postmaster. So I talked to my postmaster, who is Vietnamese also, and I told him, I said, hey, what do you think about this? And he goes, oh, when it means, and then this is what he said, when it means pre-transit, not in transition, but pre-transit, he says, basically they put a label on a box. Anybody can get, download a label, anybody. But when it's pre-transit, that means they didn't deliver it to the post office. So I called FC Customer Service. Thank goodness. They were wonderful. Well, they had some violations. They had some violations, and they shut the store down. So thank goodness the second time around, same basis, mind you, but different sellers, I got my money back. So these people have been bugging me. I was getting scared because these people were kind of getting, we found out you got a refund and you're gonna pay for this and yada, yada, yada. And it's like, oh, my gosh, what am I doing? So I called FC, and they record all these conversations that are written back and forth. Anyway, they said, don't worry. They're in violation, and they are no longer going to be able to be in business. And they said that in any way, shape, or form, you find any of these sellers that are buying third-party things that are not handmade, they're not handmade or vintage, to turn them in. So, interesting. So that's what I share that. Buyer beware.
A lot of scammers coming out of China as well. There's a video I watched maybe a year ago about a guy who spent, I think it was $70,000 or $80,000 on an all-electric supercar, sports car, you know, from China. And it's a real car. It's a really awesome-looking, high-tech sports car, supercar. And so he gets notified that his cars arrive, so he goes down to the shipyard. Apparently, there's a lot of paperwork involved when you're dealing with bringing vehicles into the country. So once he navigated all the paperwork, everything, his car arrives, and he goes to pick it up, and it's in a crate. But clearly, the size of the crate could never fit this large electric supercar. So he knows, obviously, he got scammed one way or the other, but he doesn't know what's in the crate. So he takes the crate home, and they open it up, and there's a car in there, but it's the tiniest, most ridiculous electric two-seat car, basically an oversized go-kart that goes a top speed of something like 15 miles an hour. He just paid $80,000 for a car that's worth like four or something.
Wow. Seriously.
It took him a long time, but he did get most of his money back. But that's what these people do. They believe that they're, rightfully so, they're sheltered being on the other side of the planet. And the only reason that he was able to get his money back was because he was a known YouTuber, and the company knew if he puts out another video of being scammed that millions of people are going to see it. But for the average person that doesn't have millions of followers, he probably wouldn't get your money back, and you'd just have to suck it up.
That's crazy. Wow. Do you buy things online yourself?
I do through Amazon. That I've never had a problem. There was another instance of that happening where these several sellers were advertising these Mandalorian helmets. Mandalorian helmets are from Star Wars, basically the Boba Fett helmet. And the pictures on the advertising show an awesome, like, replica Mando helmet, you know, metal, shiny, and everything. So he knew it was a scam because of the price. It was like $20-some or whatever. And so he ordered it just to see what he got. And when it was shipped, it was like one of these rubber Halloween masks, you know. So, this, you know, these people put up fake-ass pictures to suck in buyers because they know that people aren't likely going to be able to do anything about it. You know?
That's crazy. Wow. Oh, well. Jeez. Yeah. So, I don't know. You just, and you know, with everything, it's interesting because with all the everything getting backed up with shipping, you know, with the shipping problems and everything, you see, I don't know if you've noticed, but there are people going out and shopping. There are people that are shopping for Christmas or just buying things because, you know, they don't want to wait until it should get shipped.
Yeah, there's definitely a backlog of stuff.
Amazon's really good. I do have to say overall, you know, Amazon's been wonderful. And knock on wood, so far Etsy's been good too so far. But, you know, I have to say Amazon, they really do take care of their people as a rule. I mean, you know, it depends on who it is and everything. But generally speaking, the customer service, you know, they've been overall pretty, really good. I mean, they really are customer-based, and I'm really happy with them so far.
I've bought 100 things on Amazon, and I've gotten everything I've expected. You know, a few of them were kind of trashy and didn't last long, but, I mean, it's nothing that I've spent a lot of money on. But one of the things I did want to talk about is I actually have a couple of news stories that are interesting. And you may have heard about the first one. The second one I doubt you've heard of. But there was an incident recently where cash was scattered across the Southern California freeway, and it sent drivers into an absolute frenzy. Did you hear about that?
No. No, I don't watch the news hardly. Go ahead.
This is a rare incident, but it has happened before. But the traffic came to a stop on the on California Interstate 5 after an armored car spilled cash across the freeway just north of San Diego. And then people started jumping out of their vehicles to grab what they could. And there's lots of, like, YouTube videos of this because people videotaped it. But as you can imagine, the police walked. It was tens and 20s. Tens and 20s, and there was a lot of money. From what the videos I saw, it was a lot that was on the highway. And what happened was an armored car was traveling north on I-5 in Carlsbad at around 9:15 in the morning when one of the doors unexpectedly swung open and bags of cash flew out. And basically cars parked on the shoulder and in the middle of I-5 and started an absolute frenzy on the freeway. And naturally, the California Highway Patrol's warning those who seized cash to turn it in. And they did arrest a few people. But it was absolute pandemonium when that happened. And, yeah, I don't know what I would do in that situation.
Wow. Did it cause accidents, I wonder?
No accidents, but the freeway was surely backed up for a while.
Oh, I can imagine. Wow. Well, I can't, you know, they're probably not going to be able to recover all the money. Can you imagine that? No.
Probably not.
They're not going to be able to. No. Really, they're not. It's a given. That's too much money. And the way those bills fly all over the place, nah. So how are they going to call it a loss, or are they going to go and you know, is the guy going to be responsible? I wonder how are they going to do that? How are they going to deal with that loss? With all the money
I'm sure the carrier has insurance, and whatever's lost would probably be an insurance claim. I don't think, the retailers, once the armored car takes possession of the money, I'm sure they have full and complete responsibility, and I'm sure they have policies to protect the money, but it's definitely going to be an annoyance for the armored car company. The next story is something absolutely out of a horror movie that recently happened in Egypt. 3 dead and hundreds injured after storms rouse scorpions in Egypt. Did you hear about that?
No.
Hordes.
Go for it.
Hordes of venomous scorpions came out of their hiding places and into streets and homes. This was caused by vicious rains, dust storms, and even snow in the southern city of Aswan. They drove scorpions as well as snakes out, and 3 people have died from stings, and 450 people have been injured by the stings so far. They fortunately have anti-venom at the hospitals for these particular scorpions, and it's complete madness. I couldn't imagine so many scorpions being out there. But scorpions typically aren't fatal. However, the Egyptian fat-tailed scorpion, which is found throughout North Africa, has been described as one of the most deadly in the world. So I think that was responsible for a lot of the injuries. So one thing that used to be, that was taught to me, or I learned somewhere many, many years ago, and I don't think it holds true 100% with regards to scorpions, but the one way is if you look at a scorpion and they have a big fat pincers, you know, like those crab claws, and a skinny tail, then that is an animal that does not rely so much on its venom. So basically, i.e. a little bit, you know, is less dangerous, more like a bee sting, whatever. But if you see a scorpion with a big fat tail, like the Egyptian fat-tailed scorpion, and little pincers, that oftentimes is an indication that this is a creature that relies heavily on its venom to take out its prey. So it probably has more potent venom. So fat tail scorpions are usually pretty bad.
Wow. Can you imagine what would happen if you get bit? You know, what's the chances of you surviving, right? It's like anything. You have to get to the doctor right away.
Yeah, particularly for fat-tailed scorpions, you probably should seek treatment. Typically with spiders and scorpions and stuff like that, it's the people that are going to be the most effective are going to be young kids and elderly adults. And that holds true for a lot of things. They just are young or have pre-existing health conditions. And I don't think we have fat-tailed scorpions in North America. I know we have the bark scorpion, which can be a nasty sting. But other than that, so if you're in Egypt, it just reminded me of a story from decades ago. I was at a friend's house in the country in Northern California. And there was just scorpions everywhere. It was just the weirdest thing. You know, normally scorpions are nocturnal. But there were just scorpions in his house. And we were digging into this, like, rocky soil bank. And scorpions would roll out of it. And, yeah, it was just a crazy thing. We were eating Rice Krispies at his house one morning. And I finished an entire bowl of Rice Krispies, and I looked down in the bowl, and there's 4 or 5 mealworms. So I was eating Rice Krispie with dead mealworms that infiltrated the box of Rice Krispies. And you can eat mealworms.
Wow.
That's fine. That's not going to do anything to you. That's just protein. But anyways.
That's crazy. Yeah, my husband was cutting a tree about a month ago, and it was a fir tree, and he split it, and he looked, and he showed me.
Are you there? Hello? Yeah, it looks like we lost Sherry. So, yes, I'm sure she'll call back in, but scorpions are definitely kind of scary. I wish I knew. I live in Oregon, and I've run into scorpions a few times, and I wish I knew what kind of scorpion they were. I did research. The one thing I noticed is that the ones that I've seen in Oregon are the same as the ones in Northern California, and they have six dots on their belly. And I wish I knew what they were. I tried to Google it to find out what kind of scorpions they were, but I have no idea how venomous they were. So
really?
We lost you. So he was cutting a tree?
Yeah, he was cutting a tree, and there was a grub. Yeah, I had to call back in. Yeah, there was a grub. They're gross. They're like a big fat worm. They're yellow. They look like almost like a slug, but they're yellow with black dots on them.
That's good eating, though.
Some people do. Some people in different countries do eat them. It's interesting. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's crazy. But, yeah, it's just gross.
Some of the things that people eat in some of the Asian countries is pretty astonishing. The one that grosses me out is tarantulas. I mean, I'm open to try anything, but certain things that I would never try, like tarantulas. I did buy some suckers, big suckers, that had scorpions in them. You know, you lick down till you get to the scorpion, and then you eat the scorpion, but I never had the guts to actually eat it.
Yeah, some of them are, yeah, they have like that. I've seen if they're scorpion, they have, worms. They have all kinds of weird things, right?
Yeah.
Kind of a novelty.
Yeah, it's, you can get all sorts of crazy
stuff. So being an ex-investigator, you know, with crime and everything, what do you think about all this looting and everything? Oh, it's crazy. I saw that when I was reading just a little bit. I don't watch, you know, I don't read too much, but I just saw, wow, you know, my husband brought it to my attention. He's like, he said, do you realize all the looting in California? I said, no, you know, there's a lot of them out there, I guess.
Yeah, people are using the pandemic as an excuse to just behave completely lawless. And, you know, it's not that different than the scammers in India. People are just desperate, whether it be to feed themselves or to satisfy their addiction to crack and meth. I mean, there's just a general disregard for fellow humans. People tend to be jealous about things that others have. So when you see somebody driving in a nice car or big house, I think it just motivates people to make that person a victim. And they rationalize their acts of violence or looting because, oh, it's a big company, blah, 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 blah. They can afford to take the loss. You know, so they just go in and steal a bunch of stuff, and they don't care because they think they're victimizing a corporation and not an individual, and then you have the people that victimize individuals. It's madness.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's too bad. It's getting really bad. I guess it's always been bad, but I don't know if the pandemic is making it worse. I have no idea.
I think it's making it worse, but I think you can't blame it solely on it. It's just, it's becoming too expensive to live, particularly on the West Coast. You know, rent is ridiculously high. Good luck buying a house. You know, it's just really difficult to survive now.
Right. Right. Wow. So you're thinking about moving too, I see, right? You were talking about that a few weeks ago, or about a month ago.
Yeah, I was thinking about moving, but I don't think it's the right time. I don't want to deal with the winter through the passes. And my job situation, I'm just a temporary employee, but they have made indications to me, giving me an option to work at a hospital that I'm close to part-time or work full-time where I'm currently working. And I was like, yeah, I'll work part-time. The less work, the better. So
yeah, you don't want
I
to
think
work
I'm
going to
stick around. I'm just tired of work. I mean, right now I'm working. I don't even get off work till 12:30 at night.
Well, yeah, so you're a night person. No, you're a morning person. I'm a night person. My husband and I are night people. Are you morning? You're a morning person, aren't you?
I'm a morning person, so sometimes I'm getting up at 6, and I go to bed at 3 a.m., so it's hard. Maybe that has something to do with me not feeling well. I just suddenly shifted my schedule completely ass backwards. That's probably not helping, and I haven't been getting really great sleep, so maybe that's why I feel gross.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, you got to take care of your body. That's for sure. Well, Andrea Perl is going to be on our show December 5th, Sunday. She's going to be coming on for an hour. So it's going to be very exciting to hear from her.
Very interesting, yes. That is very great talking to her. Super nice lady. You can talk extraterrestrials or we can talk the Conjuring House.
Well, did you hear about what she did on, what was it, Thanksgiving? No, it was Halloween. They had a lot. I don't know how many because I didn't pay for it. But she can talk about it. She had quite a few paranormal teams, top paranormal teams that were there for 3 or 4 days. And if you wanted to see them live, you know, you pay into this channel and, you know, you can interact with them and blah, blah, blah. But they went back to the whole old farmhouse. The mother didn't. She was just on live on Facebook or Zoom or, you know, whatever, how she can do video. But the father and a few of her sisters were at the farmhouse, and they stayed at the farmhouse for 3 or 4 days where they were brought up.
Well, that would be really interesting to see. Did anything happen while they were there?
Exactly. That's the thing, is having her, you know, talk about it for an hour. And, you know, she's just a wonderful soul, and she can just talk your ear off. But, you know, just to know that she was there and see if there was any action or anything that was going on, I'm very interested to see what happened.
Yeah, I am too. Yeah, she's been on the show so many times. It's always a great guest, and it'd be fantastic to have an update of when she spent time there.
Exactly. So she said that there was things. I didn't really cover it very long when I talked to her on her cell phone, but she said, yeah, there was some activity, but she can go into detail, like I said, on the interview when she comes on our show. So that would be so cool.
Very cool. We can have a full paranormal show. We've kind of been moving a little bit away from the paranormal, but that's okay, because when you do 200 and some shows on the paranormal, it gets kind of old.
Yeah, and what happens is after a while, it's just a different place and a different face, but pretty much, you know, same thing about the paranormal, you know, whether you're talking about Bigfoot, whether you're talking about hauntings and everything else, it's, you know, it's just different things, different locations and different people. It's going to be very interesting, but, yeah, I would love to have her back. But, yes, what do you think is going on with the world? And you're thinking about, what's your take on this new variant that's coming out with this thing that's coming from South Africa? There's a new variant coming out, I think.
Yeah, the Omicron variant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I even though I'm fully vaccinated, I still believe that there's some sort of agenda behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that these variants are never going to stop until whatever agenda is going on has been completed. Do I think it's about saving lives? I could think that the governments could care less about saving lives. I mean, it's not, governments don't really have a great track record of that. I just watched a video today, in fact, of a doctor saying that the Omicron variant has really only produced mild symptoms in people that have been confirmed that have been affected by it. So it may be a variant, alleged variant, I should say, that it's not as dangerous as Delta or anything else. Now, mind you, I don't deny that viruses mutate, but I just, there's something so sketchy about this whole COVID thing. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't feel right to me. But so hopefully, if that actually...
Are you making that noise? It sounds like you're kind of clicking things. Is that you making the noise?
I was moving some pens. It's not the government, I swear.
Oh, good. That's you. Okay, I just wanted to... the reason why I'm asking is to see if there's any interference. If it was you, you know, or something, you know, on the wavelength that's just causing some problems.
Yeah, the CIA has technology. This isn't... It's not the 80s anymore where you hear clicking on your phone line. They can actually listen and not make any noise nowadays.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But we'll see where this goes. We were talking a little bit about booster shots. Obviously, that's being heavily pushed. I will get my booster shot only when I have to get it, such as when I had to get vaccinated or lose my job. So I will wait to the last possible nanosecond to get a booster shot.
Yeah, you want to comply with everything and make sure you got a job and things. Absolutely. Oh my goodness. Wow. So yes, just, I don't know. This world is getting really weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Some people are saying that 2020 is the worst year in history, which is laughable because they obviously didn't live through the bubonic plague and some of the other things that have happened. So I don't know why people are saying 2020 is the worst year in history. It's not. It's not a great year. It's a bad year. But there have been times throughout the world where things have been a whole lot worse. So.
Yeah, like I said a long time ago, the best thing you can do is just keep your immune system, you know, healthy as possible. And, if you know, try and stay away from sick people. If you know they're sick, stay away if you can.
Yeah, if you don't want to get sick, stay away from people. That's the best protection.
Yeah, I mean, I go in and go to the store. You know, I go in and go out. But, yeah, I try not to, you know, stick around any longer than I have to. And go shopping when there's less people.
I go shopping at 6 or 7 in the morning when there's less people. I don't go and do social activities. I go to work. I don't encounter a lot of people at work. I work in a very specialized department, so I'm not in close contact with more than a handful of people. You know, don't go to movie theaters. Don't go to concerts. That's where you're most likely going to get sick.
Really? Movie theaters?
Anywhere that leaves you in close proximity to people for extended periods of time is likely where that's going to be spread. It's just mathematics.
Okay.
You're less likely to catch it from hanging around with 5 random people than you are mingling around 100 or 1,000, you know. That's why I believe I haven't caught it.
I go to the chiropractor, and there's probably in the room at any given time, depending on, you know, who's waiting in the waiting room, but I try and get in. I get in and get out at the chiropractor. So if I got to go to the store, like, you know, go to Winko or something, go in, bag my own stuff out. I don't wait in the lines like everybody else. I just bag my own stuff out. I bag my own groceries.
Yeah. Yeah, just stay out of emergency rooms if you don't have an emergency. I've been in emergency rooms when people are just coughing and dying, and I was thinking, oh my God, there's no way I'm getting out of this without catching COVID. The other thing I do
is
I wear a KN95 mask. And I know they're not great, but they're better than surgical masks and cloth masks. So I wear as much as possible an N95 mask, which sucks because I have really floppy ears. So they're somewhat tight, and they pull my little floppy ears forward. My ears are just getting abused. Pretty soon my ears aren't going to be like facing the right direction because of me wearing a mask at work all day long.
Yeah.
Why do I have floppy ears? What does that mean? I tried to Google it.
You have what?
Floppy ears.
Oh, floppy ears.
You know, it doesn't take much pressure to make them fold over. They're just floppy. So the mask...
Floppy,
you know,
ears.
The mask stuff goes behind the ears. Well, my ears don't have a lot of, they have too much give to them, so they fold my ears forward. And it looks ridiculous, but at least I'm safe from COVID. Safer.
So do you really feel that these masks really do anything for you?
Oh, absolutely. I knew that from before this even started. I knew this before the studies. I knew this before anything. The thing that's going to protect people isn't a vaccine. It's, you know, it's a mask. And people of countries have been doing it for a long time, particularly in places like Japan. It's customary that if you're sick, not just with COVID, for anything, that you wear a mask. And that's the biggest preventative thing catching. I'm not a doctor, so maybe I just don't have any clue what I'm talking about, but the significance of sickness is largely based on your viral load. So if you wear a mask, it's not saying it's going to be impervious, that the virus particles aren't going to get around it, but you're likely to get less of a viral load from an exposure, to where your immune system will be more likely able to nip it in the bud without getting into a full-blown serious situation. So, yes, a mask. That's why the KN95, not great. It's not as good as an N95, but it is better than a surgical mask or anything. But really, any mask is going to be of great help in avoiding illness.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. That makes sense. Totally makes sense. But,
what pisses me
off
is when I'm out there at a place and I am around people, if you see these elderly people, you know, with their masks below their nose, and I just want to slap the shit out of them. Because you might as well not even wear a mask if you're not going to put it over your nose.
Right.
Because it's
stupid. I wonder why they do that.
I see it all the time. Probably because they don't care. And probably the other part is just being ignorant of how to properly wear a mask, which to me is inconceivable how you couldn't know how to properly wear a mask. But not everybody's me, and everybody has different education and life experience. So maybe they don't. But either way, it drives me crazy.
Yeah, I wear mine and I cover up. I cover up as much as I can. I try not to get too far to people, you know. I try not to.
The other thing that irritates me about masks are these Karens that go to stores without wearing a mask, and then they get confronted by it, and then they're like, they freak out, start screaming, and like, I have a medical condition, blah, 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 blah. And I've got a doctor's note, and this and that. And meanwhile, they, you know, they're huffing through the parking lot, breathing fine, you know, putting on a mask. I hardly see how that is going to inhibit somebody's breathing to the point of being a medical issue. So I kind of see that as being a joke, because unless... With an N95, yes, because I've worn N95s, and it does make it more difficult to breathe. But simply putting a surgical mask or cloth or whatever, it drives me crazy.
Wow. Yeah, you just got to protect yourself. You know, you're not only protecting yourself, but protecting others. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, we all got to do our part. Right. I think it's kind of funny how, you know, initially when this started, they're like, oh, getting vaccinated, it's, you know, 95, 98% effective from getting sick. And then they realized that wasn't happening because vaccinated people are getting sick. And in some countries, all the vast majority of the people getting sick are fully vaccinated people. Like Israel.
Wow.
There's even some states that are like that. They're like all vaccinated, but yet they're the ones seriously ill.
Yeah, you got to.
And then, of course, they blame it on mutations. You know, it's always going to be a mutation. Oh, well, we need to give you another shot because it mutated and now the original vaccination isn't effective. Yeah, tell me there's not an agenda.
Yeah, it can happen that way. Yeah, I don't know enough about information to even say, you know, what I feel and everything. It's just everything. All you can do, like I said, is just keep yourself as healthy as possible and stay away from people.
Stay away from people and wear a mask. It's hard to know what the truth is. It's hard to know if the government's being totally truthful. Do I trust them? No. But that the same on the other side, there's also so much misinformation being put out by non-governmental people, you know, conspiracy theories. And just because it's a conspiracy theory doesn't make it not real. There are plenty of countless conspiracy theories that were circulated in the past that ended up being true. So it's hard to navigate what the truth is. You know, is there something else going on? Is there an agenda? Is everything being reported accurate? And the information is just evolving and changing as time goes on. You know, it's hard to know. So all you can do is try and avoid catching it. COVID is real. I know that for a fact. I know people that have caught COVID. Stay away from people. Wear a mask. And limit your exposure. And you may be okay.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's all about your immune responses and everything. You can be the healthiest, but you know, if you're susceptible in getting things, you can, you know, just catch anything. It's just depending. It's just everybody's different.
There's so many factors, so many immunological factors. You know, now they've been reporting for some time, even blood type is a factor. If you're anything other than O pos or O neg, you're more likely to have serious illness. And
oh, really?
So they're noticing stuff like that.
Illness or just, I'm O positive, or I think I'm O positive. I think, or am I O positive? I think I'm O positive. Are you? What are you?
I can't remember. It's O pos or O neg. But there, interestingly,
yeah.
There are several conditions that if you have A or any of the other types, you're more susceptible to other health problems, which I thought was interesting. So if you're O, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
I think the one thing where A or AB neg or whatever – B, the one, there was like one good thing with a blood type other than O, and I want to say, I could be wrong, but I want to say it was less likely to have high blood pressure or something like that, but it was susceptible to a lot of different health problems, statistically significantly more likely to have issues if you did not have a type O.
Okay.
So we're good. We're never going to get sick. Sweet.
What are you going to do for the holidays? We're just going to just lay low. We're not going anywhere. I think we're just going to lay low. I don't want to go and be around people. And, you know, I mean, I love, if I'm going to go to work, that's one thing. But I'm not, you know, with the COVID and everything, I just want to be safe. So, yeah, we're just going to kind of lay low for the week, you know, and have maybe the kids come over or whatever, see what happens.
Yeah, I think I'm going to hope that people aren't going to be gathering. But for me, I'm sticking to my limit exposure to people whenever feasible. So I will not be...
Well, you're not Yeah.
What's that?
It doesn't seem like you're around. You're not around people unless you're at work. That's it. Pretty much, it sounds like.
Yeah, work, gambling, and groceries is the only time I'm around people.
Gambling, too.
Then I'm sitting at a slot machine, which is my happy place, and not even a pandemic is going to keep me from those wonderful, terrible slots.
Oh, my gosh. I have had terrible luck. I don't want to waste my money going into gambling. Just me is like, okay, for that price, I could have got myself a pair of running shoes, and now it's I could have got myself, you know, spending $20-$30, I can that can get to a gym, you know, a gym attachment for bodybuilding. So, you know, for me, it's like, okay, where do I want to put my money for?
For the amount of money I lost, I could pay cash for a very, very nice house. Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh.
But boy, have I had fun. The hours and hours, countless hours of fun I've had doing it has been completely and utterly worth it. And unfortunately, that's just what I enjoy.
That's like a pastime. It's not, you know, it's like something you enjoy doing, right? Okay.
Yeah, it's a very expensive, you know, joyous activity.
Hobby?
Yeah, it's kind of a hobby. You know, when you have 10 different places you go and they all know you by name, you know you gamble a lot.
Oh, wow. Well, you should go hit the ones where you get free meals and a free hotel stay. Sounds like that's where, you know, that's, I hear the people, I don't know if the high rollers, but the, you know, the regulars, they entice them with free hotel stays and you get free meals, you get free, you know, coins or whatever you do, you know, kind of thing.
I was a couple months ago, I was at a place, a bar that I used to go to, but I knew they had machines, but I hadn't been there in years. I kind of scratched it off on my places to go. But so I went there just to check it out. And so I was playing and this guy walks in, and the guy that walked in works at one of my main places where I play. And he sees me, he's like, "Oh, Jason." And he's standing right next to me. Now, mind you, I've already won like $500 on the machine. Right. And he's like, he says, "Oh, you like do this for a living?" And as soon as he says that, I hit the button and hit off. I got into the bonus round. It was like another $600. I thought it was hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah. Sometimes you're lucky. Most of the time you're not. Most of the time it's just sucking your money away, which is just the way it is. But
do you find that some of the machines, I don't know anything about, because I don't like gambling or playing those kind of things. But do you find that the machines are rigged against you?
Well, they're always going to be rigged against you. I mean, statistically, the machine has the benefits. I mean, the odds are going to be against you, but you can get lucky, and you can be significantly lucky. It's weird. It's, you know, sometimes a machine won't do anything, hundreds and hundreds of dollars, and I've seen people walk in, literally throw in a dollar and then hit something big. It just depends. You know, one thing I'm not lucky at is scratch-off tickets. Man, I've been buying scratch-off tickets for 30 years, and I never win shit on them. So I stopped buying them. But
yeah, that's kind of like...
Speaking of scratch-off tickets, here's another story. I don't have the details. I don't have it pulled up. But a guy 3 years ago won $2 million on a scratch-off ticket. And a new story just came out. I don't have it pulled up, so I don't know where. But he just bought another scratch-off ticket and won another $3 million on a scratch-off ticket. So when your body and your mind are in the state of manifestation where the universe is just overflowing and wants to give you what you want and you hit it at the right time, that's when things like that happen, when you win jackpots, you know, repeatedly, or you got to connect with the universe. And then when you do, it's rare, but when you do, it's crazy.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that would be so cool.
It's happened to me many times where it's just like, this is beyond odds. Like, it doesn't matter where I go. I go to multiple places playing multiple machines, and they're just, you know, you're walking out with so much money you can't even fit it in your pockets, or you're cleaning out places where they don't have any more money. You know, it's just, I believe in the law of manifestation. And when you connect, whether it's gambling or anything else, you know, unexpected, inexplicable things manifest for you, even when they seem extremely unlikely. So there you go.
Oh, my. That's wonderful. Yeah, and it doesn't matter what, you know, whether it's a, you know, crap, you know, whether it's craps or blackjack or scratch it, huh? It just doesn't matter.
Yeah, I just don't really believe in, I mean, of course, there's statistically you're going to win or lose, but I do believe that there is a force, you know, where we are able to manipulate our physical environment to where not even a random number generator in a slot machine can thwart your mental powers, and you can just win. It's actually been kind of scientifically proven, actually, now, that we affect molecules on a subatomic level just through the power of thought. So yeah, we can't manifest something right in front of your eyes, but we are able to manipulate things on a subatomic level. And when you connect properly with the forces or energies or molecules or whatever, good things can happen.
Oh man, that's awesome. That could be with anything.
Anything, yeah. This is gambling is just one example. So the more you know, so think positive, connect with whatever you believe the source is, and think about what you want, and it will come. It might not be overnight. It might be in decades, but you have the ability to manifest it. Those are my words of wisdom.
Wisdom, yay.
So right now, since I feel yucky, I've got to manifest something to eat that isn't going to make me feel disgusting. So I think that's what I'm going to do.
Get something easy for your stomach.
Yeah, I'm thinking miso soup, but I'm also thinking about trying maybe French onion, but I don't know if that'll be a little too hard on me. I have both. I have to make it. So maybe I'll start with
some
meat.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're getting up that time. I got to go get something to eat, too, and feed the tribe and get everybody fed. And I think that it's nice to get together. And we'll return next week. I think, is it next week with Andrea Perrone? I think so. Yeah, looks like we got her next week. For an hour. That's going to be awesome.
Fantastic. Well, with that, I'm going to get something to put in my sick little tummy. We'll see everybody next time.
Okay. All right. I hope you're feeling better. And, you know, thank you, everybody, for supporting Paranormal Horizons. If we, you know, can, you know, keep you entertained, whether it's memes or inspiration or funnies or anything that might be of your interest, go ahead and give us some feedback. No trolls or nobody, you know, no bad people. But anyway, if there's any good suggestion, constructive criticism or anything like that, and help build our page, continue to build our page, go ahead and let us know, and we would be happy to think about it and see what we can do to help others to bring a smile to their day. But in the meantime, until next week, we'll have Andrea Perrone, and take care, be safe, and a lot of blessings for everybody.
Good night. Good night, everyone.
Take care. Peace. Thank you.